Well, a God morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. On our earthly calendar, it's a new year. But we know with God, there is no time. He changes not. He's the same, as it says of Jesus Christ, yesterday, today, and forever. I want to start on our calendar this year with what my pastor, Dr. Gene Scott, called a nitro pill. Having had a heart attack and being given a nitro pill, which gave relief and rest for the rest of his life, he carried them with him. Because when you need the nitro pill, you need one. So today, we're going to look at one of those nitro pills. This is something everyone who is in Christ can grab hold of as he looks to God and hears God's word. We're going to Psalm 91 today. I must explain to those who have not heard it, to those who have, you're familiar. But this is called an antiphonal psalm. It's like a play. And there are three parts or three actors in this psalm. One are the angels or witnesses who have been with God and know his ways. The other, the second, is you or me in this play. We have a small part. And the third is God speaking his word. And his word is forever settled in heaven. And we always can count on it. We can rely on it. We can run to it. We can trust in God and his word. And the psalm opens, King James says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Now, this is that first player. This is, if you will, a company of angels, a company of witnesses, those who have gone before, those who know his way. Now, just to give you the preview as to where we're going. These actors or witnesses are found in verse 1, in verse 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, excuse me, 8, and found again in verse 10, 11, 12 and 13. Write it in your Bibles. Again, verse 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 11, 12, and 13. Words from people who have, from beings who have gone before and are declaring ways of God. And it says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The literal is the one dwelling in the secret place. Secret. What is that? That's something hid. In the New Testament it says, we are in Christ, hid in God. We're going to have more to say about this as we go on. But for now, let's get back to the text. Now, verse 2 is you or I. And I want you to hear this. I want you to understand. I want you to know that you and I are playing this part. And we can say this. You know, there was a theologian who spoke of the I-thou relationship, speaking of a dialogue between God and his children. It's a dialogue. It's to speak and listen. And here, you or I, in verse 2, says, I will say. I will speak a word of the Lord, L-O-R-D, capital L-O-R-D, Jehovah. I will say of Jehovah, he is my refuge and fortress, my God, in him will I trust. The word in the Hebrew is batach. It means to lean. There's an activity. Lean with your whole weight upon a staff, with the confidence that that staff will not break, but will hold you up. Now we go back to the witnesses. We've said of the Lord, he's our refuge and fortress, our God. In him will we, or I, make it personal, trust. Surely he shall deliver thee, the witnesses are saying, from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, with his wings, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. For over 15 years now, at the God School, we have been declaring through His Word and showing off God and His faithfulness that He does do what He says. When God speaks, it is. Whether we see it or not. But God is faithful. And His faithfulness is our shield and our buckler. Our big shield and our little shield. Takes care of the big things and the little things. Thou shalt not be afraid. You know, David says, at what time I am afraid, I'll trust in the Lord. Isaiah says, I will trust in the Lord and not be afraid. Thou shalt not be afraid because you have put your trust in the Lord. He is your shield and buckler. He is your refuge and fortress. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 these witnesses are declaring to the one who is trusting in the Lord, to the one dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. They are making the declaration, nor pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor destruction that flieth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes. Whew, boy, am I looking forward to this day. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Promise of God, ladies and gentlemen, let that put a little joy in your pipe to smoke today. Now, verse 9 says, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. It's simple in the Hebrew, Lord, it's simple in the Hebrew, folks. It says, surely, O Lord, thou art my refuge. This is the last time we speak in this play, in this display being declared of this relationship with God, our Father. Verse 10 goes on to say, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all your ways. As I was preparing for this morning, you know, 72 years under my belt, and crazy as it may seem, I was looking back to days of my youth and of my ignorance and of my, how do I say this? Of my ignorance is a good one. Ignorance of God. But as I look back, I can see in all the stupidity of my life that God or his angels or his messengers or his witnesses has kept me hovered over me, ordered my steps, as it says in Psalm 37. Oh, there was plenty of stumbling, but God, in his faithfulness, has kept me and I have no doubt you also can look at your ways and see God having kept you even unto today. Twelfth verse says, they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. You know, excuse me. This, even the devil attempted to tempt Jesus using this verse. And you know, Jesus said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. We don't have to get super spiritual. We don't have to fling ourselves off the top of the temple to show how faithful God is. We need to say to God, my refuge and fortress, my God, in whom I will trust. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, and the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. You know, denominations have grown up, silly denominations, I believe, you know, the snake handlers and what have you, again, tempting God. That's stay with his word and say to him, my refuge, my fortress, my God, in whom I will trust. Now the witnesses have spoken their piece, and the child of God has spoken their piece. Now God gets into the act, and he says in verses 14, 15, and 16, he says, of this one who is declaring with his mouth, with his words, of God, his refuge and fortress, in whom they are trusting, God says, because he has set his love upon me, because he clings to me, God says 8 things. He says, I will set him on high. No, I got ahead of myself. He says, therefore, I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. You know, another nitro pill that I'm sure you'll hear sooner than later is that wonderful declaration in Isaiah 50. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and has no light? God in his word declares, let him trust in the name of the Lord. And oh, the many names that are found throughout this book, this revelation of God to us, that we might come to understand his faithfulness and put our trust in him, in faith, which is acting upon the promises of God. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. How many ministries today are telling you, oh, come to God, you won't have any trouble? Right here, this one, this child of God, having the relationship, declaring, that God is his refuge and fortress, and that he is trusting in him. God says, I'll be with him in trouble. It doesn't say God eliminates trouble. Jesus said, in this world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good courage, for I have overcome this world. This world is not the kingdom of Jesus Christ. This world is not the kingdom of God. God declares it's coming. And for his word, we do hope upon him that we, in fact, will and are in his kingdom. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Let's dig just a little deeper into these verses. Where in verse 14 it says, I will set him on high. It's saying, I will cover him and make him impregnable. Also, in verse 14, it says, therefore, I will deliver him. This word in the Hebrew means to bring into security. It's a different word than that word translated in verse 15 that says, I will deliver him. It says, that's a different Hebrew word. The word is chalatz. It means to set him free. with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. That word in the Hebrew is Yeshua. I like to see its cognate in the Greek. I will show him Jesus. Salvation. It is a work of God. It is God that delivers, not our earthly efforts. God is looking for one thing, children of God. He's looking for those who will trust him. I want to go to a verse in the book of Hebrews. It's found in the 4th chapter. It's found in the 16th verse. Paul, the writer of this epistle to the Hebrews, has been speaking of Jesus, has been speaking of the children of Israel, has been speaking of how they fell, how great Jesus is. And he says in the 16th verse, let's go to the 15th verse. And he's speaking of Jesus. It says, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are. Yet Jesus was without sin. Having our high priest in mind, Jesus Christ, Paul says, let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, unmerited favor, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. You have a need today. You have a need next month. You have a need 6 months from now. Come boldly. This word, boldly, has to do with free speaking. This word has to do with grabbing hold of the promises and declaring them with your mouth. The Romans letter says, with the heart man believeth, and with the mouth declaration is made unto salvation. Let us speak freely, boldly, unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And the word being translated here to help is biothea. And in the Septuagint, that is the Greek version of the Old Testament done about 200 years before Jesus Christ was born, this word is found in that first verse of Psalm 91 being translated a secret place. It is biothea. It is like an emergency room when you have an emergency. We can boldly. Come for help in time of need. Oh, that you may. From God, have understanding of the wonderful relationship we are having with our Father, who is God, who is the Lord of hosts. He's Lord over animate as well as inanimate objects. And he declares, he will bring us into security. He will set us free. And he is showing us Jesus Christ. I hope you, along with me, agree this is a good way to start that which we call the new year, and that's the God School for today.